everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority show. My name is Simone Vincenzi, I'm your host, and this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. We're doing a very special interview series, interviewing our GTEx Award winners of 2023, where the GTEx Awards are private awards that we give to our clients that either have gone through a really huge breakthrough in their business, or sometimes they achieve something incredible as well. And in fact, today we have the winner of the Speaker Award 2023, of the GTEx Speaker Award, for the amount of speaking gigs that she managed to get and how intensely her speaking business has grown in 2023. So welcome to the show, Deborah Moore.
Thank you so much, Simone, for having me. It's such a pleasure.
It's great to have you here. So we're going to talk about how you got a lot of speaking engagements, because before 2023 wasn't something that you were doing, but not as focused as in 2023. So we're going to look at what made that possible. But before that, just have an introduction about yourself. What is your business, so that people understand who you are and what you do?
Yes, so the primary tool I use is astrology, and I use it to help people to find their way in life. And I use astrology very much as well as a training. I see astrology as a way of showing us what it is that we need to prepare now for the future. So that's how I see it. And then I do readings, I teach astrology, and I run retreats as well.
And that's how we connected as well, because I've gone deep down the rabbit hole of astrology as well. And so I remember when we started working together and you mentioned what you were doing, then I was really excited, because in particular, even applied to business owners, is an incredible tool. It's an incredible tool to show things that normally you might not be aware of, but they are still playing an important part in the journey that you're facing. So how did for you, where did you get the wake up call to say, okay, speaking, I got to focus on speaking, and I'm going to put, and I'm going to make this work in this way?
I was already a speaker before 4 years ago, when we all know what happened. And of course, then I lost all my speaking roles. I was an environmental activist. So originally I was a scientist and an artist, and I'd done a lot of work around microplastics in the ocean. So I was doing a lot of speaking about that. And then, of course, that all ended 4 years ago. And I sort of sat back and I thought, OK, I'd like to go in a different direction now. And I decided to focus more on my astrology with your encouragement. And I thought, OK, come on, let's speak about astrology. Why not? That's my speciality. That's what I love to talk about. But I love speaking.
And I can see that. I think the first time we met was at the Speaker Awards, the first year that we did it. That's how we connected the first time. And what I'm curious to know is when you started again, like going into the speaking network, what did you do to get things restarted? Because, before you were speaking, so you had the skill of speaking, but the events that you were speaking at were very different. The topic was very different. So it's almost restarting from scratch, just with the skills of speaking. So what did you do to get things restarted?
Well, like you, I lost my Facebook about 15 months ago, and had to start again. And I thought, okay, I'm going to really focus this time on using my Facebook to promote my astrology. And I happen to like using social media, and I did something that I've never done before. I decided to write an astrology post every single day. I did used to do a little video post every day. I've done that for about 2 years, and had got a really great audience, and of course lost it all when I lost my Facebook. But that wasn't very astrology based. So I decided now that I was just going to do an astrology post every single day. And I now share that on 9 different platforms. And bit by bit, I was getting a new audience. And I was getting people, responding and listening. And I love to do it. I Last year, I did make a decision last spring that I was only going to do what I love to do, because I believe that when I do what I love to do, then it all carries the energy of love with it, and it just makes it fun and a joy to do. So that's how I got going again. I just started posting every single day and rebuilding my audience.
This is a great lesson for everyone. It's a lesson on consistency. Find something that you love talking about and talk to it in a consistent way. It's not just one post every week. It's one post every single day, multiple platforms, and you build that audience. Like the audience builds again. How did that now translate into the speaking words? Because the fact that you have people following you on social media doesn't naturally automatically connect to the fact that you're invited to speak at an event or in a webinar. How do they connect?
Well, I've always taught astrology in like little workshops and things. And somebody, she didn't even come to a workshop, but she heard of me last summer and she asked if I would come and do a talk, an astrology talk for her yoga group on the astrology of 2024. Now, last y exactly a year ago, well, after I did your webinar training, I thought, okay, I set myself a goal that I was going to do a presentation on YouTube, 8 presentations during the year. It follows the astrological cycle. And I thought, it doesn't matter if nobody turns up, I'm just going to do it. And so I was doing those, and then I started doing them for Meetup as well. And I started realizing that actually I didn't like just preparing something for one talk. It was, a lot of effort, a lot of work went into them. So when she said, "Would you come and do this talk for my yoga group?" I just thought, how else can I actually deliver that talk? In what other way can I do it besides online? And I thought, I know. I'm going to create a speaking tour.
I love that. What I like about the idea of again going back to consistency, there is another lesson. Like I'm gonna do it no matter how many people are showing up. And I think that sometimes there are way too many people either that I work with or that I had conversations with. They are too worried about that. They are too worried that I need to have the audience before I start talking. What if no one shows up? Well, no one might show up, and that's okay. The amount of webinars I did where one person showed up and then left halfway through. I've got to be okay with that because my message and what I want to share is bigger than that one moment. And that's how you build the audience. That's how you get people to listen until the end, by talking and communicating. And so that's the lesson I want everyone to focus on is go and talk even if no one shows up, because then when someone will show up, it will be a bloody good talk and a great workshop.
And to tell you the truth, what I've discovered is actually, if nobody turns up, you actually deliver a better talk because you're not worried about people watching you.
Very true. And then you have the recording that you can
Yes,
use. You can send people the recording. They don't know no one showed up. They're just gonna get the recording on something. So this is a great reminder for everyone. I want to expand more on the speaking tour because you left us with a cliffhanger right now. It's like I decided to do a speaking tour and I'm gonna do a tour. So you had that idea. How did you execute on it?
So the first thing I did, because I've got my regular Facebook audience, I put out, I want to do a speaking tour. Would anybody like to host me? Because I realized that trying to organize halls and venues and things was going to be a lot of work. So I thought, well, people can host me in their homes and just invite their friends and family. Within 24 hours, I had enough people who said, "Yes, I want to host you. Come to my house." And within a week, I had 2 dozen people saying, "Please come," in the UK and in Holland.
This is incredible. It talks about the simplicity of hey, what you need is people to speak in front of, whether it's at a hotel venue or in a house. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't really make a difference. I had some of my best speaking engagements and clients in informal environments, whether it were in a house with a few people, and I was there delivering the same presentation. I would deliver in a stage with 1,000 people. I got lots of clients in that way. So. What I love about your approach is that it's simple. is simple. You're going for simplicity, while too many people overcomplicate it.
No, definitely simplicity all the way. Keep it simple.
Now, talking about simplicity, this is a outside the speaking world, but it's more about the lifestyle that you live, because you live a lifestyle that, let's say, we don't, we can say it's not common. It's not the common lifestyle that people live in terms of living arrangements and so on, which also tied in with the idea of simplicity. Tell us a bit more about your lifestyle and what made you choose this type of lifestyle as well.
So I live in a van. I haven't actually lived in a house for nearly 13 years. Originally, I moved on to a caravan, then a boat, but I've been living in a van for about 10 years. I'm actually in a friend's house at the moment. She's hosting my talk this evening.
Love it.
If I want to get on my laptop, then I will find somewhere to park up and use the Wi-Fi. So yeah, most honestly, I run like 90% of my business on my phone. Yeah, and yeah, so I live in a van and I just use the whatever internet I have available to me.
What made you choose this lifestyle? What do you find in this choice that another living arrangement or another type of lifestyle doesn't give you?
Okay, so what I say to people is I don't like cleaning.
You removed that problem.
But to tell you the truth, I love being outdoors. My van has a very, very large door, and unless it's raining, it is open. Even through the freezing cold, I just put more layers on. I think, in the old days, I was a nomad, somebody that lived out, just lived around a fire, or was a traveler in a wagon or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just prefer to be outdoors. I don't particularly like being in houses.
How do you translate? How does this lifestyle choice translate in your business and in the choices that you are making on how you're running your business?
Simplicity. It has to be simple. I've got to do it all on my phone. And I mean, to be truthful, one of the biggest things is that because I don't have to pay, bills and a mortgage or rent or anything like that, then I don't have to work full time. I some days all I do is my astrology post that I do every single morning. It takes me half an hour. And many days that is all that I will do for my business, other than envisaging things and like, oh, what could I do next? Oh, that's interesting. Ooh. Or, just following like how the astrology is working for myself. And I think, I need to talk to people about that tomorrow. That's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. So yeah, just being very much in the moment, that for me, that is the absolute beauty of it and the simplicity. Yes.
There is a lot to learn from this approach, because when you have less responsibility, less on the to-do list, there is more, you can be way more present, I found, with messages that are coming to you, with insights, with intuition. It's easier to listen to it. It's easier to actually listen to one voice compared to the millions other voice that they come when with a cluttered or busier lifestyle as well. So a lot to reflect on, I think, for everyone watching or listening, and a lot to learn. And maybe it can be a reminder of simplifying your approach to business, simplifying your approach to life.
Yeah, well, that's one of sorry, that's one of the things that I do on my retreats, is I help people. Okay, we're just going to have fun, we're just going to play, but I want you to be listening, because while you're playing and having fun, you're going to get a lot of insights that you're going to go, ah, that's what I need to take home with me. That's what I want to carry on and do when I get back.
And I think I love it. I love it. I love it. Because when you're having fun, where you're in a different context, you can actually listen to, it's easier to listen to yourself compared to when you're thinking too much about
Oh,
the solution.
yeah, no, you just can't. And the other thing, I think my other little thing I always say to people is don't think about what it's going to look like down the line. because you really don't know where you're going to be led, just think about the next step. What would you love to do next?
That's awesome. Love it. In terms of like before we wrap up, a couple more questions. What role did GTEx play for you in 2023 in your growth? What support did you get that was really meaningful to you?
I love the way you teach, Simone. Once a month, 3 hour session. It was fast, but it was just enough time to get whatever it was that we had to get done, we had to get done. And I used to come off, and all I felt like was I just had to press the button and off it would go. And I think three things stand out for me. One, you did a session that was all about social media and about planning how we were going to do our social media. So I thought, yep, okay, I'm going to do that. And I did it. I mean, I did it my own way. It was a little bit different, but I did it every day. That got me into the pattern. And now I do it every day. Then you had another one, which was about, it was about creating a new course there and then. We had to create it within that 3 hours. And then we had to phone a whole or ask a whole load of people to give us feedback on it. And I think I spoke to about two dozen people. And from that, I had a course. I had people on a course that hadn't even existed before that. And then, of course, your emphasis about partnerships. And so we did the thing on podcast, didn't we? And so that's what I've been doing. I don't know. I've done about a dozen podcasts so far, and I listen to somebody and I go, you're really interesting. I think we dovetail a little bit. I'd like to reach out to you. Would you come on a podcast with me and we'll talk about whatever it is that we dovetail with? And so yeah, that's been awesome, and it's been a brilliant way of connecting with people. And now I have some big serious people coming on my podcast.
And that's incredible how you take something you learn and you apply straight away. You take something you learn and you apply straight away. You take something you learn, and if anyone who is listening or watching this, learning new stuff, yes, it's going to be good for a moment, but the real transformation is when you give it a go, when you try it. And then some days want to work more, some days I'm not going to work out. Then you will only find out by doing it. So I commend you for this attitude. And that's what got you so far. That's you. That's your attitude. For people, last question for me, for people that want to know more about you, your work, what do you have coming up, and where is the best place where people can find out information?
So I'm still doing my current speaking tour, and then I'm already starting to plan to go over to the US and Canada and do something similar over there. So if anybody's listening from there and would love me to come and speak, I definitely are looking for more hosts. And as I said, I run retreats, which are everything I do is based in play. Even my astrology talk that I'm doing now is very much based in play and having fun and using color and just I think that people learn best when it's like experiential and visual. So that's very much what I'm about. And I'm also have got a wait list now for my next astrology course. It's so short, it's so simple, it's so experiential that anybody could get something out of it. It's not like how astrology used to be years ago.
All right, and what's the best place where people can find out this information?
I'm on all the main social media platforms, but if you use Facebook, it's just Deborah Moore, MAW. I'm also on Instagram, Deborah Wild Weird Astrologer, and I have a website, Deborah Moore, that's MAW.com. There's lots of places you can find me.
So make sure that you follow Deborah on social media. Visit their website, and we will put all the links in the show notes. So if you scroll down or in the comments in the show notes, that's where you will see all the links, social media links, the website, so you can find Deborah Moore com and then the social media links. Deborah, it has been fantastic having you here on the show. Keep shining your light, keep making a difference. And until next time, everyone, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you for all your help this year. Really appreciated it.
Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.